Hello, this is Jan with some seasonal tips and ideas from the gardening expert at the MK Pulse magazine based in Milton Keynes. The parasitic plant we pucker up to. It might have fallen out of favour briefly when the pandemic restricted contact, including smooching, but that was just a blip in our long-lasting love affair with mistletoe. Historically, mistletoe has been considered a protection against evil and an aid to health and fertility. While we no longer subscribe to those notions, the green sprigs and its sticky white berries are still a common festive sight. Sprigs are held aloft in the hope of a cheeky peck, and the distinctive plant still features widely in Christmas decorations. Mistletoe is semi-parasitic, meaning it grows on host trees, the most common including apple and poplar. Its large globular shapes make it easily recognisable in the tops of trees. Mistletoe won't kill the tree it lives on, but it will absorb water and nutrients, which can leave the host weakened. If you intend working them into your own festive features or hang some above a doorway, it is important to remember that every part of the plant is poisonous to us and to our canine and feline friends, so do keep yours away from little folks, pooches and cats. Birds are partial to the berries though, and when cleaning their beaks or through their waste, they unknowingly spread the seeds, allowing them to latch onto a new host and begin the slow process of germination. It's not as easy as sowing a bulb in autumn ready for blooms by spring either. It can sometimes take several years to mature, but don't let that stop you from having a go. You will need to choose a tree of some age. Around 15 years is great. It needs to be well established to take the aforementioned loss of nutrients. Don't use mistletoe which has literally been hanging around during the festive period. It will have been harvested before maturity. Now isn't the right time to sow either. Ideally, berries should be harvested in March or April. Once you have your berries, choose a branch from the tree which is at least 10 centimetres thick and open to receiving lots of light. It should be high up. Ideally, you'll find a small crevice in the bark, but failing that, you can make a small slice in the bark, lift it and insert the seeds. Plant several rather than one or two at each spot. They won't all germinate, and so more seeds means more chance of success. Once they are in place, replace the bark. Remember to keep the incision as small as possible to prevent the tree becoming infected. If you choose to wrap the branch in a little hessian, it will prevent the beaks of hungry birds enjoying a snack on your seed while it gets settled in. Then you'll need patience, because a berry or nine takes time. But when those spherical shapes appear in the treetops, you'll be thrilled, as will the local wildlife and birds, which will feast on it and help with the next germination. Or should that be generation? So, how does your garden grow? December's weather is often the worst of the year, but there is much to do in the garden. We have broad beans growing in pots in the cold frame and two rows in the raised bed. A few of the sweet pea seedlings need pricking out at 10 centimetres and kept in good light. And the children have sown two rows of pak choi and rocket for succession and have looked at Spring 24 catalogues to choose and order seeds for next year. In the orchard, we will prune the long shoots of the apple and pear trees back to the second or third buds to encourage fruit bud development. The cordons and espaliers will be pruned as well. Prune Clematis jackmannii and Viticelli, either down to 12 inches, that's 30 centimetres, or leave a framework of stem up to 36 inches, 90 centimetres. Also, prune Wisteria tidily back to its trellis, to two or three buds from the main branch framework. Dogwoods and corners should be pruned hard, down to 12 inches, 30 centimetres, to promote the growth of brightly coloured new shoots, which are so cheery in early spring. It is not too late to plant any remaining tulip bulbs in containers or in the ground. Any forced hyacinths should be brought into the light and put into a warmer place when the flower buds emerge. Temperatures in the greenhouse should be checked and the heater set to keep a minimum of 4 degrees centigrade if possible. The birds, water and feed areas should be topped up during the cold, short days.